Perek Hey, Mishnah Aleph, Maseches Avos. Mazel Tov, congratulations to all of us for completing the first, second, third, and fourth Prakim Maseches Avos. We begin the fifth Perek of Maseches Avos, an incredible Perek, a lot of fascinating, important matters to discuss. And we begin today with the first Mishnah, Ba'asara Ma'amaros Nivra Ha'olam. The world was created by God with 10 statements, or 10 utterances. Asks the Mishnah, Uma Talmud Lomar, V'alo B'mamer Echad Yachal Hibaros. What does this teach us that God created the world with 10 utterances? Could the world not have been created with one statement? Why did God have to make 10 utterances? God, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, could do anything. But Ma'amar Echad Yachal Hibaros, He could have created the world with one utterance. Why 10? Answers the Mishnah, Elo Lihifara Min Arashayim, Shema Abdim Es Ha'olam Shenivra Ba'asara Ma'amaros, V'litein Sachar Tov Latzadikim, Shemekaimim Es Ha'olam Shenivra Ba'asara Ma'amaros. The significance of the number 10 is in order to take recompense from the wicked who destroy the world, and to give reward to the righteous 10 times for maintaining, creating, and building the world. Thus, God specifically created the world with the number 10 to give more schar to tzaddikim who build, who uplift the world, and the opposite, to take recompense from the wicked who destroy the world with these 10 statements. But it's not just that. It's clear that the number 10 is a very significant number in Yiddishkeit, in Yadus, in Tanakh, and later, because the world was created with the number 10. It's not the only time that we see the number 10. Besides the Asara Ma'amaros, there are 10 Makos, the Aseres HaMakos that HaKadosh Baruch Hu destroyed Mitzrayim with. Following Yetzias Mitzrayim, there's of course the Aseres HaDibros, the 10 commandments that HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave to Klal Yisrael. Following the Aseres HaDibros and the Kodesh HaKadoshim, the Beis HaMikdash, Chazal tell us that the Kodesh HaKadoshim, the Holy of Holies, was 10 cubits long by 10 cubits wide and 10 cubits deep. To continue to see the number 10 in terms of the creation of the world. Of course, 10 is what makes a minyan, a quorum, in order for us to daven b'tzibur. We also require 10. There are 10 fingers on our hands, 10 toes on our feet. The number 10 is a representation of significance. 10 makes a unit. The number 10 is when there is numbers 1 and 2 and 3 and 4 all the way to 9 is representative of individuality. One person, two people, three people. It's true that 3 carries weight because it's a zimun. And 5 is half of 10. And we continue to build. But all of those numbers up until 9 represent individual units. When you reach the number 10, you reach a community, you reach a whole, and thus that's why there's 10 is the quorum, 10 is a minion, 10 is an ada, 10 is completion. That's why there are 10 fingers on our hands and 10 toes on our feet, because it creates a wholeness to it, a sense of absolute completion. And thus, if we follow the creation of the world, beginning with the Asara Ma'amaros, and then we move to the Aseres HaMakos, which destroyed the world. It destroyed Mitzrayim. It buried the Egyptians. And to rebuild the world, there needed to be a Matan Torah with the Aseres HaDibros. And when the world continued to be built through the Beis HaMikdash, the number 10 was also significant in the holiest of all places, the Kodesh HaKadoshim. And wherever a Jew may be, whether you're in the Kodesh HaKadosh, in the Mishkan, or in the Mikdash, if you want to create Kedusha, you need 10. That's a minyan, that's a tzibur. So you see that the number 10 has 3 different elements to it. Number 1, it's the completion. It's a sense of totality. When the world needed to be created, it couldn't be created with 1 ma'amar, 2 ma'amar, or even 7 or 8 or 9, because completion is the number 10, and thus, that is the reason why the world was created with number 10, and that's world was destroyed, and ultimately continued to be rebuilt. But it's not just completion, it also represents community. Because toes and hands and fingers can't be full until the number 10 exists. It's a sense of coming together, of community, and that's the same thing with a minyan. We bring ourselves together as individuals, join together, and that creates the minyan. But there's a third element, besides 10 representing completion, besides 10 representing community, 10 also represents sanctity, kiddusha. Because holiness can only be created with the number 10. That's the Kodesh HaKadoshim. That's the minyan. That's Aseres HaDibros. That's the Asara Ma'amaros. So yes, it started with the Asara Ma'amaros, with Ma'aseh Bereishis, and it continued from generation to generation. And thus we always pine and look for the number 10 because of this trilogy, the trilogy of community, the trilogy of completion, and the final one of sanctity. That's what we're rooting for, that's what we go for. And thus the fifth parak begins, Be'asara Ma'amaros Nivra Olam. The world was created with 10 utterances. And if you continue learning the Mishnayos in this chapter, in this parak, you'll continue to see the significance of the number 10. Because the number 10 has the status of holiness, of sanctity, and as the Mishnayos continue, there are 10 generations from Adam to Noach. That's the Mishnah that we will learn next, the Mishnah Beis. And if you continue to learn the third Mishnah in this parak, you'll see Asara Doros Minoach Vat Avram. There are 10 generations from Noach till Avram. If you learn the fourth Mishnah in this chapter, Asara Nisyonos Nisnase Avram Avinu. Avram Avinu received 10 tests. The fifth Mishnah in this chapter, Asara Nisim. There were 10 miracles that occurred to the Jewish people in Egypt and 10 miracles that occurred to the Jewish people on the sea. The sixth Mishnah in this chapter, Asara Nisyonos Nisa Avosenos HaKadosh Baruch Hu Bamidbar. The Jewish people challenged HaKadosh Baruch Hu in the Midbar, the 40-year sojourn in the desert, with 10 different tests, and 10 times they were tested. The seventh mission in this chapter continues the theme of 10 and tells us Asara Nisim Nasla Avosena Babes HaMikdash. There were 10 incredible miracles that occurred to Kalal Yisrael, to Bnei Yisrael, Babes HaMikdash, in the Holy of Holies, and the Mishnah articulates the 10. And we'll get to them as we continue this chapter. In the eighth mission in this parak, Asara Dvaram Nivru Be'erev Shabbos, there were 10 things that were created on Erev Shabbos. And again, the mission articulates those 10. Erev Shabbos is perfection because you go from the week from Chol to Shabbos. Beis HaMikdash, the miracles that occurred in the Beis HaMikdash, also the miracle had to be absolutely perfect, and the only way for it to be perfect if it would be 10. And that's the success of Avram Avinu when he was tested, is because perfection reaches the number 10, and thus Avram Avinu, when he passed the 10th test, the test of the Akedah, that was perfection, that was completion, and thus the miracles, the challenges, the generations from Adam to Noach and from Noach to Avram are all in the number 10, wholeness, completion, community, kiddusha, and sanctity. We always are pining and growing and trying to reach higher levels in our kiddusha, in our communal efforts, and in our completion. Thus, as we start and begin Parakeh, let's think about the number 10, the significance of the number 10, and always try to reach and grow in all of our worship, in all of our avoda, and all of our communal activities. Have a wonderful day.